New Line Cinema, an AOL Time Warner Company. Surrounded by mountains, a white car is driving along a two-lane highway. New Line Cinema presents a Berg Cools production. Starring Denzel Washington, John Q. Also starring Robert Duvall, James Woods, and Anne Hesch. The white car overtakes another on the road. With Eddie Griffin, Kimberly Elise, Sean Hitozi, and Ray Liotta. At the wheel is a beautiful woman. Her face is obscured by the rearview mirror, from which dangles glass rosary beads and a silver crucifix. The car pulls out to overtake and narrowly avoids another vehicle coming in the opposite direction. The woman pulls back in. Up ahead is a slow-moving truck. She toots her horn, but the truck doesn't pull in to let her past. She leans her head out of the window, revealing a fleeting glimpse of her face, before pulling out to overtake. Thundering along the road towards her is another massive articulated lorry. With her face now revealed, the woman turns and checks her position. She's moving past the front wheels of the truck. Just clear, she turns in sharply. But she's too late. The oncoming truck clips the car and it spins into the road before coming to a stop side on. The last thing she sees is the truck just before it ploughs into her. The crushed car's windows smash and a hubcap flies off before it comes to a rest on the verge with its bonnet hanging open. With his wife sleeping in his arms, a man is watching George W. Bush on TV.
The problem is our economy is slowing down. You all know that as well as anybody does. I bet you've got friends and maybe yourself understand what it means to have credit card debt. And when you couple that with high energy bills...
Hearing the noise outside, he gets up.
John? Honey, what's wrong?
Hey! Hey, what the hell are you doing?
What's it look like?
Wait a minute, that's my car.
That's not what the bank
said. Come on, that's my car. Come on.
Yeah, try paying your bill.
Hey!
His car is towed away by a truck. Standing in the doorway, John's wife glares at him accusingly. He puts his hands on his head and looks down at the ground. Their young son turns to his mother.
What's going on?
Wearing a brown and yellow uniform and name badge, John's wife Denise pours him a coffee in silence.
I'm sorry. I talked to the bank. They promised they'd work with me.
John, that was 2 months ago.
I know, but I figured we're down to one last month's rent. It's either the car or the house, so I thought...
You thought?
What do you want me to do, baby? You want them to throw us out on the street? I'm down to 20 hours at the plant. They're shipping off all the damn jobs to Mexico. You tell me, what do you want me to do?
John, my car is gone.
I understand that. You see, I'm trying to find a second job, baby. Come on.
What do you want me to say? You want me to say it's fine? All right, it's fine.
And the car is still ours. We own it.
I just gotta wait for my next check to come in. 2 weeks, we'll be fine.
Mikey?
Yeah! Ronnie Coleman, Mr. Olympia, 2 year running. Yeah!
Sit down, honey, eat some breakfast.
I am.
A donut isn't breakfast.
Yeah, it is.
It's a continental breakfast.
Well, we're not on a continent right now.
Dad, what do you call North America?
Enough. Now, you're not going to school till you eat some breakfast, so eat. Both of you.
I can't believe those jerks took our car. Can you, Mom?
No, I can't.
What are we going to do? You're going to do something, right, Dad? You know what I do? I'd get so big and mad, I'd just go crazy and kick someone's butt.
Watch your language.
I would.
You been watching too much of that WW wrestling, huh?
Not wrestling, Dad. Bodybuilding. There's a big difference.
All right, go get your books. You're gonna be late for school.
Mike. Pow.
Hurry up, baby.
Denise clears the table, then turns to John.
Can I get a ride to work?
She turns to the sink. Half smiling, he comes up behind her, wraps his arms around her waist, and rests his head on her shoulder. Then they both close their eyes. Now the family is in the car.
I got a good one.
If I ever seen a girl that you... Go ahead. Radishes. That you needed... go ahead.
Radishes. No, it's Rishi.
Radish stick.
It's radio station.
Radio station, okay. It's a good one. You got me. Honey.
$100?
Nah, we talked about it this morning. Continent.
Continent.
Ah, okay, right?
Yeah.
Mom?
How about you, Mom?
No.
Come on, baby.
No, you just laughed
come
at
on.
Me.
Come on,
I don't like
mommy.
It. I don't like it. I'm good at it.
No, all right, a part, something in the car.
Yeah,
we won't laugh.
Please.
All right.
But we can't know what you're saying. You got to say it so we don't know.
That's good.
What? What'd you say?
I said, that's good. Now. What?
He grabs his radio.
Hello. Come get this woman, please.
What is no good?
Come on, baby. I'll thumb wrestle you.
All right.
One, two, three.
No, see.
One, two, three, she wins. Ding, ding.
I'm queen.
All right, I got one.
I got one for you. You're going to school.
Yeah.
Get your lunch.
The pickup truck pulls up outside a school. Then John gets out with Mikey.
Hey, Dad. I got $46 I saved for my allowance. You can have it if you want.
Yeah?
We're a family. We gotta stick together, right?
That's right. That's right. But you earn that money, so you keep it, okay?
All right. See you later.
All right. Bye, Mike.
Not goodbye. I hate goodbye. Remember, see you later.
All right. See you later. Mike.
Flex Wheeler, 275 pounds, 2% body fat. Yeah, baby!
Industrial chimneys belching out smoke. Inside a factory, workers in hard hats and protective clothing are working on an assembly line. Men are working within large steel tubes. Two metal cutters wearing protective masks send sparks flying everywhere. John's working on top of a large metal vessel when a colleague comes up to see him.
John! Take my friggin' grinding wheel?
What?
My grinding wheel. You take my grinding wheel.
I do, don't I?
You do?
Yeah, I have sex appeal.
No, it's not in my locker, my grinding wheel.
Do you want mine?
Now, only two people know the combination of my locker, John. That's my grinder, and you know it. John!
Smoke, all right?
All right.
John and his friend Jimmy are leaving the plant.
For the friggin' time, somebody died?
You like that? Yeah, that's the tie I'm gonna be wearing at my funeral if I don't get this job at Otisville today.
No job, no jobs.
Yeah, I saw it in the classifieds. They're hiring.
Forget about it.
I gotta go, though.
Yeah, I'll come.
Denise will kill me. They repoed her car this morning.
Oh, boy.
Ouch.
You want me to go with you?
Come on.
50 cents. 50 cents! It's a friggin' waste of time.
400 people for one job? One job? Give me a break. Guaranteed somebody, son, cousin, uncle, already got this job sewn up. Bye-bye.
Why they put in the paper if they're not hiring you?
I'm just saying, it's a friggin' runaround. You mark my words, it's either we'll keep your application on file, or they'll tell you you're overqualified. Either way, they screw you.
Archibald.
Yes.
John.
In the interview.
I've been working heavy machinery for 15 years. I really want the job. I mean, anything you want, I can do.
I see.
I can start today if you know, if you need.
Well, your resume is very impressive. You certainly got the experience. Frankly, you may be overqualified. We'll keep your application on file.
Now, John and his family are in church.
The game starts in 15 minutes. I'm going to be late.
John turns to look at Jimmy a few rows back, but Denise gives him a disapproving look, and he carries on singing. Parents and children are hurrying towards a kid's baseball game. John and Denise are sitting with Jimmy and his wife Gina in the stands. The pitcher delivers the ball straight into the catcher's glove. Mikey heads towards the plate with his bat. The pitcher throws.
Don't worry about it, son.
Wait, he's blind?
Keep your head down on the ball.
What's this pitcher? How old is he?
He's supposed to be 12.
Well, my hands. Look at him. His friggin' beard growing in between pitches.
Let's go, Mikey.
Hey, your mama, baby.
Put your elbow up, son. Elbow up.
Mikey hits the ball, then makes it to first base.
I go to the right.
Mikey keeps on going. Between bases, Mikey grips his chest, his eyes roll back in his head, then he collapses to the ground. John sprints onto the field.
Mikey, baby!
Somebody call an ambulance!
Mikey!
Somebody call a friggin' ambulance!
Now, John's running through the parking lot with Mikey in his arms. He hands Mikey to Denise in the passenger side, then jumps into the truck. The truck takes off. John takes a corner at speed. Eventually, he pulls up in a parking space right outside the hospital. He jumps out, then runs round to the other side to get Mikey. Then they all burst into a packed emergency room.
Help us!
Help, help, please, somebody!
Somebody.
He can't breathe, he's not breathing. He's not breathing.
All right, come with me.
He was just running the baseball. He was running to second base. I don't know what happened, he fell over.
I need a doctor right away, please.
Oh, Jesus.
Mikey? Mikey,
what happened? Okay. Collapse playing baseball.
All right, let's get him.
Listen, Mama, open your eyes.
He's going to be all right, isn't he?
Come on, wake up. Here's your mama.
Right. Has this ever happened before?
No.
Any allergies?
No, nothing.
You're sure?
Nothing.
No medication in the past year?
Nothing.
Allergies to medication?
No, he's fine. Nothing in the past. Fell out during the game.
His liver's enlarged. Flip him to me, please.
He's going
to
be all right, isn't he?
My pulse is 150. Pulse ox 78%. BP 68 over 34.
What is the matter with him? Would you come with me, please?
Okay.
All right, there are new procedures we need to go over.
What kind of procedures?
We're going to be admitting your son, and you need to fill out the proper forms.
What kind of forms?
Look, it's possible your son may need a blood transfusion. We'll need to test you both for blood type. Okay?
We're coming right back, baby. We're coming right back.
Wait a minute.
First name, Mr. Archibald.
John.
Middle initial?
Q. Quincy.
Name of your insurance company?
John.
Gracie, is he okay?
We don't know yet. They're running tests. We're waiting to find the results.
Is there anything we can do?
Your card, Mr. Archibald.
I'm sorry.
Your insurance card. I'll need to make a copy for our files.
John gets a card out of his pocket. John and Denise walk slowly hand in hand into a glass-paneled room and approach the bed where Mikey's lying hooked up to monitors. A nurse is standing taking the boy's vital stats. Denise kisses Mikey's forehead and he wakes up.
Hey, sweetheart.
When he looks at her, she smiles tearfully.
How you doing, Slater?
I can't talk.
Okay, don't worry about it. Just get your rest, okay, buddy? We're gonna be out here in a little while.
Okay.
I love you, son.
I love you, too.
What is all this?
This is so we can monitor Mike's vitals. Respiratory rate, pulse oximetry, heart rate. And this one is blood pressure. Diastolic and systolic. You'd like this top number to stay above 90. If his blood pressure drops, we're gonna have to do something. We can't have him going below 70 again.
Why? What would that mean if he went below 70 again?
70 and below, he's in heart failure.
Okay.
If you need anything.
Thank you.
As the nurse moves away, the number on the monitor goes from 88 to 87.
How's the family insurance?
He works part-time. She works as a grocery store.
We gotta get together,
so meet you. Can we do anything?
I gotta go.
Oh, Mr. and Mrs. Archibald. Hello, I'm Rebecca Payne, hospital director.
Hi.
Hi there.
How are you?
It's nice to meet you. Okay. This is Dr. Turner, the head of cardiology, and Michael's doctor.
Oh, okay.
How do you do?
Good. My wife?
Hello.
How's our boy doing?
Please sit down.
Looking anxious, John and Denise take a seat at a long conference table on the opposite side to Rebecca Payne, Dr. Turner, and the doctor who admitted Mikey. The couple share a serious look with Rebecca, then Dr. Turner dims the lights.
Okay. This x-ray shows a normal 9-year-old's heart. This x-ray is that of your son, Michael. There are septal defects here, here, and here, which have induced myopathy, resulting pulmonary edema, and malignant ventricular ectopy. So as you can see, Michael's heart is approximately 3 times larger than normal size.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand what you said. Could you put that in layman terms for me?
Basically, there's not enough blood being pumped by Michael's heart, so it backs up in the lungs like a sponge getting wet. His heart is trying, but it's working too hard.
Was he need an operation, or?
Well, we're considerably beyond corrective surgery, Mr. and Mrs. Archibald. Mike's heart is useless. He's going to need a transplant, or he's going to die.
Wait a second, there are other options.
What options?
To do nothing. Medicate him. Make him feel as comfortable as possible. You're going to have to start thinking about quality of life now.
I don't understand. We were just with him, and he seemed fine.
He's going to seem fine. But as his heart gets worse, he will become increasingly fatigued. He will sleep more and more. Until one day he will fall asleep, and he won't wake up.
I know this is difficult, but you have to face the fact that your son may not live much longer. You might want to make it a happy time. Say goodbye.
God.
And transplantation is a high-risk operation. You could lose your son on that table. You might not want to take that chance.
If if he doesn't have the surgery.
John blinks back tears.
If he doesn't have the surgery, how long would he live?
Not long. Months, weeks. Days.
Come on, please.
No.
Come on.
John holds on to Denise tightly, while the hospital staff sit and look uncomfortable.
a lot.
Rebecca sits back in her seat. Eventually, the couple draw apart, and John gets out a tissue.
All right. Okay. If he was your son, what would you do?
I'd do the transplant, absolutely.
Okay. Okay. Okay, let's do that. Let's do it.
Yes?
Yes.
Okay. Well, the first thing we've got to do is get Mike's name on the organ recipient list. He's B positive, so his name should go right to the top of the list.
It's not so simple. There are other considerations before a prospective recipient can be placed on a donor list. Transplant surgery is very expensive. In most cases, prohibitively so.
Yeah, we got insurance. I mean, major medical, he's covered.
We've already checked with your carrier, Mr. Archibald. There are no provisions in your policy for a procedure of this magnitude.
Oh, no, no, no. That's a mistake. I mean, I'm not this, you're making the mistake. I'm just saying that I'm insured. My son's covered.
How about you, Mrs. Archibald? Do you have coverage?
No, I've only been working at the supermarket a couple months and you don't get benefits until you...
Doesn't matter. We got insurance.
Okay, I can see here that you don't own your home. You have no stocks, no bonds, no investments. You have a little over $1,000 in savings.
But we got insurance.
That may very well be, Mr. Archibald. You're going to have to check with your carrier on that. In the meantime, I'm afraid we're going to have to treat this as a cash account.
What?
How much does a transplant
cost?
Wait
a minute, baby. Let me take you. How much does it cost?
Transplant surgery, doctor's fees, post-operative care, immunosuppressant drugs. You're looking at a minimum of $250,000. If you opt for transplant surgery, that is your choice. But the hospital maintains a very strict policy with regard to cash patients. We require a down payment before we can put a patient's name on a receiver's list.
How much?
What kind of down payment?
30%. $75,000.
$75,000? To put my son's
Our
name
son
on
Our son is
list.
Upstairs dying and all you can do is sit here and talk about money?
It costs money to provide health care. It's expensive for you, it's expensive for us. Now, I'm sorry, but you're going to have to guarantee payment before I can put your son's name on the list.
Is it Mrs. Archibald? Please wait.
Listen, if you people don't want to treat us, then that's fine. We'll take them over to County Memorial.
Trust me, you don't want to do that.
It's a county hospital. They have to treat
them. No, they don't. Heart transplantation is always considered an elective procedure. Believe me, you're in the right place.
What are we supposed to do?
You talk to your insurance company again. You check with our human resources department for medical assistance. There's money there. Now, there's Children's State Services and there's Medicaid. You find a way to keep him here. You just don't take no for an answer.
Your policy has changed, Mr. Archibald.
Changed what?
Yeah, we've recently switched carriers from a PPO to an HMO. It's a less expensive policy, but unfortunately, there are some restrictions.
What kind of restrictions?
Here's how it works. Non-management part-time employees, such as yourself, only qualify for second-tier catastrophic coverage.
No, I'm not part-time. I'm full-time. It's just slow right now.
Sure, but your coverage is based on hours worked, and like I said, you only qualify for second-tier, and that has a maximum payout limit of $20,000.
What? I mean, you guys been taking money out of my check every week. I've been paying into this policy for years.
Right, and that's why we're going to cover you for the full 20.
You're kidding me, you head. I mean, come on. All right, let me get this straight. You're telling me that you have dropped me from full-time to part-time, you switch carriers, now you're telling me that I'm not fully covered, even though I got a policy that says I am?
It doesn't seem right, does it?
No, it doesn't seem right. I mean, my son is very sick. If I'm not covered, I got a serious problem.
I understand that, but there's nothing I can do. Look, you can file an appeal.
Yeah?
There you go. That takes about 7 working days.
John is filling out the form. In the amount paid before taxes box, he puts $18,200. The words medical treatment drift before his eyes.
Says here you already have medical insurance.
Not enough.
And what little we have is already used up. You on welfare?
No.
You should be on welfare.
Welfare? We both have jobs.
That's too bad. I'm sorry, I can't help you. Try County Medical.
Yes, ma'am. I need to speak to somebody in financial aid. No, I don't want to hold. I mean, I've been holding for 15 minutes. I don't want to hold.
In another office.
You're yelling
in here.
Now in another office, John and Denise are standing in a long queue waiting to see a teller.
Next, please.
They step forward and show the man their papers.
Long line, window 15.
What?
Window 15.
He points to another long queue on the other side of the room, and John and Denise head over. John points hopefully to a desk with no queue, but the teller puts him right. Choose things that I'd never do. Another official.
No.
No what?
No, you don't qualify.
My son is dying. I'm broke. If I don't qualify, who the hell does?
I'm sorry.
You're sorry? I don't need you to be sorry. I need you to help me.
Going through the mail at home, John opens up a letter. It's from the Nyman Machinery Assurance Company. Skimming over the words, he reads, "Your request for appeal has been approved."
No, this is an appeal. An appeal is for an already existing claim. What you needed to file was a grievance. You filed the wrong paperwork.
Wait a minute.
You're going to have to resubmit. It could take up to 30 days.
Look, I don't have 30 days.
I know you don't.
And quite frankly, I'm getting sick of the runaround. Now, what I need is my son's name on that list.
Your account is in excess of $30,000. The hospital's been over backwards to help you out.
Is that right?
Yes, it is right. But there's a limit to our generosity. Once and for all, your insurance does not cover this.
Without a word, John gets up and walks out of Rebecca Payne's comfortable, smart office. In a diner, Gina offers Denise some cash to add to what she's already counting. Now John's selling his fridge for cash. In church, money is placed in a collection plate, then passed along. The pastor hands John an envelope outside. At home, John's counting up what he's got with a calculator. The total comes to $4,135. He starts counting another pile of cash in his hand. In hospital, Mikey's sitting up and striking bodybuilder poses that make his parents, Jimmy and Gina, laugh. John's smile fades when the blood pressure monitor goes down to 86.
You can't say that you're not going to pitch. Oh, it's Bernie Brown, puzzled by Dave's answer. Okay, Dave.
John's read Mikey to sleep. In the next room, they see a deathly pale girl being given the last rites. Mikey's monitor drops to 84.
You know what you should do? You should try that news guy. Does all them special investigative reports. You know, the one, the guy with the friggin' hair. Pretty boy, what's his friggin' name?
Lampley.
Tuck Lampley.
Hey, give me $20 for the TV.
So call a TV.
$20.
Grudgingly, John takes the guy's money.
Call him up, Jimmy.
You don't mind if we walk and talk. I'm up to here today, you know. Go, go, go.
So what can I do you for?
My son, Mike, he fell into heart failure at his little league game. Now, I got full insurance from the job. Now they're telling me they won't pay.
What about the hospital? Don't they have to cover it?
Well, right, that's what I'm saying.
No, they're telling me I got to pay cash. Otherwise, I got to take my son home and watch him die.
Jesus.
Yeah.
We was thinking you can do one of those special interest pieces you do. Send donations, write your congressman, things like
anything that. Anything you can do, Mr. Lampley, would help. Anything.
I think what's happening to your son is outrageous, and I want to help him. But I got to run this by my producers. I got bosses like everybody else.
All right.
Just leave your number with Karen, okay, up front?
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Now, John's sitting in his house, punching numbers into the calculator. The total, 16,500. He twirls his wedding ring.
Give me $100. Give me $100. I mean, come on, it's a diamond ring. All right, $90. Give me $90.
The pawnbroker hands over the cash. Entering Mikey's room, John sees Jimmy's somber expression, then looks over at Denise, who's praying at the bedside. The blood pressure monitor has slipped to 80. A guy hands over cash for John's pickup truck, then drives it away. John's counting the money on the sidewalk when the phone rings inside the house. He heads in to answer it.
Hello.
He's gonna die.
What?
They're releasing him.
Who?
Dr. Turner just left here, and they are releasing Mike this morning.
Wait, all right, baby, wait a minute, hold on. No, they're not gonna send him home. I gave them money yesterday, baby.
It doesn't matter, John. Listen to me. They are releasing him.
Come on now, baby. I talked to the hospital. They said, you know, I'll take care of it.
John, you always take care of everything.
I will.
But it's never enough, is it? Now you need to do something. Do you hear me? Do something.
She hangs up. Now John's in Mikey's bedroom. The walls are filled with posters of bodybuilders and photos of Mikey in happier and healthier times. John's sitting on the bed, staring morosely into space. A bus pulls up at a stop. The doors open, and John steps off wearing a baseball cap and carrying a holdall. He walks steadily towards the emergency room.
You know, you're doing just great. You really are. You gained what, about 5 pounds?
Wow.
Yeah, I think you're the only patient I have here who actually eats the food in this place, okay?
Doc, let me ask you something.
Yeah.
How long would it be before I'm able to play some tennis?
You couldn't play tennis before you had a new heart. Why would you want to play now? What's the difference? Take up knitting, okay?
Come on. I play tennis.
We don't care, okay, sweetheart? Would you please get back to work? Thank you so much, okay? And Heidi, when you get a chance, make an appointment for us to have dinner next week, okay? Go.
Yeah, I'm going to cook.
Okay, no, you're not going to cook, and you're not wearing any lingerie around for the next month, okay? Because you're not in his will. He told me you are not in the will, so don't push your luck, okay?
I saved the hospital $6,000 yesterday. Can I talk to you?
Yes, sure.
Okay.
Okay, take care of him, okay?
Thank you.
Dr. Turner joins John in a corridor.
My wife, Denise, says you're going to send Michael home. Is that true?
Mr. Archibald, I'm a physician. I don't make policy decisions. That's handled by the Board of Trustees.
Yeah, well, you're the head of cardiac surgery. You make a recommendation. They're going to listen to you, aren't they?
I make recommendations all the time. The final decision rests with the board, not me.
That's it. Send him home.
I'm afraid so.
Can we take a little walk?
I won't take long. I promise you. Fine. No, you've got a lot of
stuff. Fine.
So I'm looking at the brochure last night. It says that this hospital does over 300 heart surgeries a year. 300 surgeries. $250,000 a pop. You know how much that is? I know how much it is because I did the math. That's $75 million worth of heart surgeries, and you're telling me you can't do one for me in good faith. Not one.
John, I waived my fee in your son's case.
I'm not asking you to
waive. I know you're not asking.
Nobody asked you to waive the fee, okay? Because I can raise the money. I can come up with the money. I already came up with $22,000. I paid you guys. And I'm telling you that I swear to God on my life that I will pay for this if you just give me the opportunity. I'm only getting 20 hours on the job. You understand?
I understand.
I can do this. I can pay. I swear to God, I'll pay you the money back. I don't know how I'm going to do it, but I promise you I will. You just got to trust me. I give you my word as a man. Please.
Could you take your hands off me, please? I've done everything I can do. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Let's go inside and talk about it.
He forces Turner through some doors, then puts a gun to his neck.
I'm not asking you anymore, Doctor. I'm telling you, you are going to give my son a new heart. You understand me?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Okay. Don't move. Don't move.
While John's busy securing the door with chains, Turner tries to make a run for it.
Okay. Put your hands down.
Mr. Archibald, I know how to set you up, but this is not the way to handle it.
Hey, you can't go through this way.
Put your hands up. Put your hands up. Put them up. Put them up. Yeah, give me a gun.
I don't have a gun.
They don't have guns. They're not armed. Okay. All right. Put your hands down. Sit down. No, get up.
You failed to realize the jeopardy.
Don't
you are putting your son.
Don't shut up. We have got to talk about
this.
Shut
up. Don't move. Late. John, wait. Stop. Okay, look, just stop, because if you do this, you're on an irreversible course of action. You understand that? Put on the brakes and think about this. We really need to talk here.
Mr. Archibald,
back up, please.
What?
Just do as he says.
Will you please back up?
What are you doing?
I'm taking your advice. I'm not taking no for an answer. Back up.
Oh.
That guy's got a gun!
Hey!
Everyone in the emergency room panics and tries to flee.
Hey, what are you doing? Get back over there. Sit on your hands. Sit on your hands over there. Get over there. Turner, everybody, get out. Turner, get out. Sit on your hands. Put your hands under your butt. Don't anybody move.
He secures the main entrance with chains.
Hey, what are you doing?
Humbly trying to get my goddamn finger sewn back on.
Mr. Archibald, these people have nothing to do with this. You have got to let them go. They need treatment.
Yeah, well, this is a hospital. You're a doctor. Why don't you treat them? Start with him. What's the matter, doctor? You want to see his insurance card first?
I'll do it.
Okay, you do it.
Now, wait a minute. I got a pregnant wife here.
Okay, all right.
All right.
Listen, all right. Wait, listen, everybody. All right, hey, the hospital's under new management now. Yeah, from now on, free health care for everybody. How's that?
Oh, righteous, man. Appreciate it. And then we got to squeeze it like you crazy.
What's your name?
Max.
Max, you and Dr. Turner, come with me. You got keys for that elevator?
Yeah.
Okay, I want you to kill the power. Turn it on.
Max, the security guard, unlocks a box on the corridor wall. John takes out a CCTV camera. In the security room, a guard sees him and gets on the phone.
Let's keep an eye on him, Max.
You gotta sit still. I can't do this.
You're moving around.
Man, you remind me of Doogie Howser.
Hey, we were here before the black guy.
Hey, everybody's gonna get their turn, all right? We're not going anywhere for a while, so just sit tight.
Just relax, okay?
John stares at the phone on the reception desk before finally answering it.
Hello?
Hello, is this Hope Memorial Hospital?
Yeah, this is Hope Memorial, emergency room.
Oh, my God. Could you give me directions, please? I need to get over
here. No, ma'am. We're closed for repairs right now. You're going to have to call.
It's an emergency.
I understand that it's an emergency, ma'am, but have you tried Mount Angel?
No, that's too far for me. I don't know how to get
there.
My husband usually drives over to
me. Which way are you coming from?
Okay, go down Flower, make a right turn, go all the way down to the end, make a left. You understand?
What do you want me to
do?
You're welcome. Miss, come from under there. Hey.
What do you want me to have to see?
Come from out of there. Come on out.
Do something. What? No, what?
Sit over there.
What?
Unbelievable. This place is a joke.
No.
Good thing I'm not cut. I bleed to death in this joint. Am I right, my man? Excuse me, brother man.
No, you need to do something, Steve, all right? You need to get your butt up and you need to go. Steve, I want you to get up and do something. No, I don't want to sit down.
What is wrong with you, huh?
Wait a minute. Relax. Don't have the baby yet. When is it due?
Any minute.
Okay, all right. I'll get you it. Don't have it.
I'm having it.
Not yet. Hang on. Hang on. She's having a baby. Just hang on for a second. Can you hang on? The woman's having a baby.
When is she going to see a doctor?
Sit down!
Won't you?
Look. Sit down.
That's cool, man.
Dr. Clyde.
I'll be there in a minute.
You and me, we got no problems, all right? You know what I'm saying?
That's right, we don't have a problem. Just stay in this seat.
Señor, ayúdeme, por favor, se lo suplico. Mi niño está llorando toda la santa noche.
I don't understand what you're saying, man.
Aquí yo creo que está muy mal, por favor.
The ear? Ear infection?
Se lo suplico.
Can you help with the ear infection?
Me?
You.
I can't.
Why not?
I don't know anything. It's my first day.
An ambulance is reversing into the emergency bay.
All right, everybody in the other room. Everybody in the other room right now. Everybody in the other room right now.
Yep, we're gonna take great care of you, I promise. Okay,
focus,
copy, okay?
What? Open up! Drop it. Open up, we got a gunshot victim out here. He's lost a lot of blood, let's go.
Go to another hospital.
Let's go, open the door.
You know these guys?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah, they're here all the time.
Open the door.
Take your jacket off.
What?
Open it up. Take it off. Just put it on the ground. Just walk away. Just leave him right there. Just leave. Just beat. Go, go, go! Just go. What's wrong with him?
He got shot.
John takes a moment to think.
All right, come on.
They pull the body on the gurney through the doors, then John re-secures the chains.
Hey, wait.
What happened to you, buddy?
I gave them all the money and the register. They shot me and they left.
Oh, Jesus Christ. All right, he needs to go into surgery right now. Can I take him to trauma one?
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
What do we got?
Gunshot wound to the belly.
Did we get anything from the EMTs?
No.
Dr. Turner, we're going to need your hand on this one.
Oh, man. Just fuck this.
Need your hand? On 3, 2, 1, lift. Thank you.
No, I can't handle this. This is a gut shot. I'm a cardiac surgeon. I'm not an emergency room physician.
It's like riding a bike, doctor. Just pretend you're getting paid.
No. This is apples and oranges, okay? I can't do this.
The man is dying. Just help him.
I'd like to help him. I haven't
do
done
it.
This. 75 milligrams Demerol IV, lidocaine 2% local. Let's go. Scrub right now. Come on.
Forget the local. I'm putting him to sleep.
You don't want
to
get out of here? I'm suing this hospital and your security company.
What makes you so sure you're getting out of here at all?
John looks skywards, then hurries to the door. Outside is now swarming with police cars. An unmarked car with a red siren pulls up, and a balding 50-something guy in a suit gets out. Walking towards the cops, he surveys the scene.
All right, sir, you've got to stand behind the line, sir. I said stand behind the line.
Move this out of here for me, please.
Thank you very much. Lieutenant, we got a real problem here.
What's that?
This guy's in for the long haul.
Right.
He's locked down the ER, barricaded himself in, and killed the power in the elevators. Now, we can bust down the door. This son of a bitch might start killing people.
There's two pinpoint video cameras hidden in the walls of the yard, sir. The hospital's on surveillance.
We got a videotape being set up right now.
Are you in charge of security?
No, sir. That'd be Wally Petoniak. He's at home. It's his day off.
Not anymore, it ain't. Get him down here. All right. Can you get me a secure line?
Yeah. Lieutenant, we got one of our guys on the inside. He's got a walkie-talkie. You might want to try this.
Put a clamp on all the phone lines to the emergency room. If this guy picks up the phone, I want him talking to me, okay?
Done.
Now, who's in charge here?
Rebecca Payne, sir. It's her day off, too.
Jesus Christ, does anybody work at this hospital?
It's Saturday, sir.
So what? People get sick on Saturday, don't they?
No cry. Mr. Archibald, I need to do an internal examination.
No.
Where are you going to take?
Family's room there.
Good, go.
The pregnant woman is put into a wheelchair, then taken away.
Oh!
Just remember, it ain't your fault.
Excuse me. I think my fiancé might have broken her arm. I was wondering if we could get somebody to take a look at her, please.
Yeah, sure, what happened?
A drunk ran a red light.
Ran a red light, he slammed into us. Right?
Yep. It was an accident.
Yes, it was.
Department. I'm speaking to the man in charge. Please pick up the walkie-talkie. The building is surrounded. There's no way in or out. So if you hear me, I advise you to respond. Hello? Hello, is anyone there?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is Lieutenant Frank Grimes of the Chicago Police Department. Are you the man in charge?
That's right.
Well, who am I speaking to?
John.
Q.
All right, John Q.
Again, I'm Lieutenant Grimes.
But I want you to call me Frank. Can you do that?
Sure, Frank.
I'll be the hostage negotiator.
Now, I've been a cop for 35 years. This is all I do.
I don't play games. I don't fool around.
So if I say something, you can take
it to the bank. Now, let's get down to it.
Is anybody hurt?
It's an emergency room. Everybody's hurt.
You're fine.
Good.
As long as it stays that way,
we can keep talking. Now, what
exactly is it that you want?
You find Rebecca Payne.
Hope Memorial's administrative supervisor.
You find her, you tell her I want my kid's name on the donor's list. You got that? My kid's name on the donor's list.
Kid, boy, or girl?
A boy.
I got two boys myself, John. Two girls and two boys.
Hey, don't handle me, Frank. You understand me? I don't want to be handled. It insults my intelligence as a human being.
Take it easy, John. The idea's not to get too excited, all right?
I'm going to take it any way I can get it. You understand me?
Now, this is what I want. And if I don't
get it, there's going to be some dead bodies
on your hands in there. You understand me?
All right.
I hear you loud and clear. I'm going to jot that down, Rebecca Payne, right?
All right.
Now, there's a lot of cops out here, John.
Are you sure you want to go through with this?
Yeah, I'm sure.
All right, sit tight.
You're in a tough spot, John. A lot of trouble. But if you work with me, if you're reasonable, we'll figure a way out of this, okay?
We have to have a little faith in one another.
Why is that, Frank?
Why? Because that's what faith's all about.
Believe it when you don't want to believe.
Besides, what else are you going to do?
Too late for that.
Out.
She'll be fine.
Dr. Klein ushers the man out, then returns to his pregnant wife. The stressed husband sinks to the floor.
First child?
Yeah. Just kind of nervous, you know how it is.
Yeah, I was too. What do you want, boy or girl?
It doesn't matter to me, man, as long as my kid's healthy. That's all I want. Listen, I didn't mean anything by that, man.
John looks over at the guy with the spaced-out blonde fiancé.
Who's driving?
Huh?
The car, who's driving?
I was. What's that got to do with anything?
Why is your girl all banged up? You're not?
He has scars on his arm.
What do you call this?
What are you laughing at? Somebody get his fool a bad day. I don't want you to bleed to death.
Screw you, man. That shit hurts.
This airbag went off and mine didn't.
What kind of car you drive?
Mercedes 500.
You drive a Mercedes 500? Oh. What year?
1986. It's a classic.
Mercedes didn't make passenger side airbags till 1988.
Busted.
What's your point, John?
What's yours, Mitch?
Point is, you're from the Slap-A-Hole tribe. You like to beat on that young lady right there, and everybody here knows it.
Mitch sits up.
I was drunk, all right?
Everyone's staring at him. He gets out a pack of cigarettes.
Don't smoke any, Mitch.
Come on, man, give me a break. Work with me here.
I'm trying my best.
Mr. Q, could I get some water?
And I need a tinkle.
Man, I got missed meal cramps. I'm hungry, man. Let's get a bucket of chicken or something in there.
In a minute, okay? How's it going in there?
He's gonna make it.
Do you have any idea how much blood this guy lost? It's incredible. Saved this man's life.
In the intensive care unit, Mikey's nurse hangs up an IV bag, then inserts the needle into the IV line on Mikey's arm. Denise is watching him.
What's that?
Lasix. It's a diuretic to help get rid of some of the fluid buildup. But it's potassium depleting, so he needs this one to supplement.
And those?
Dopamine for his blood pressure, DISH for his heart, Primacor.
Oh, gosh, it seems like so much.
Yeah, it's a lot. This is antibiotic.
What for?
Well, it's prophylactic, just in case.
And those?
These two? They're for pain.
I don't feel so good.
This is gonna make you feel yucky for a few minutes, buddy. but I'm gonna get you some of those crunchy ice chips that you want. How's that sound? Hey, Mike, by the way, there was this guy. He stopped by to see you. He said he was a friend of yours. I got him right here. I didn't know if I should let him in or not. What do you think?
Yeah, he's okay.
He's okay? So he wanted to hang out with you.
He's okay.
That's great.
Okay.
Thank you.
Having given Mikey a bodybuilder figure, the nurse leaves. Denise notices the family grieving in the next room and looks disturbed and upset. The dead girl is wheeled away.
Is Dad coming?
Yeah, he's coming.
When? Where is he?
I don't know, but he's coming.
In the ER, while John's getting a drink from a machine, Mitch is doing something surreptitiously beside Max.
What are you up to? Never mind me, you're worthless. You know that? Some security guard. You should have zapped the bastard when you had the chance.
Zapped him with what? Besides, I'm not sticking my neck on the line, not for 8:50 an hour, I'm not.
John comes over and looks at them suspiciously. Mitch smiles at him, and he moves away again.
Hey, you're nuts? What the hell are you doing?
Look out for number one.
Look, man, you want to stay alive, you just sit tight and wait for the cavalry to get here.
Wake up, dipshit, okay? The cops are coming in shooting. They don't care about his kid, and once he realizes that, all history.
Yeah, man, he catches you with that scalpel and you're the one that's history, asshole.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't look so bad to me. Ethyl chloride. Just like Mace.
Listen, put that stuff back before you get us in the rear field.
Give it to me, you stupid rent-a-cop. I am not a slob, all right? I have a life, and it means something to me. I'm not going down in this shithole. No, sir.
A car pulls up outside. The police chief gets out and greets the waiting crowd and press.
Good, 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 good. How are you? How are you?
Hey, how are you, fellas?
Is it true the man inside wants an operation for his son?
Hey, how are you doing?
The man's identity.
Everything good?
Good, good to see you. Do you know what kind of weapon he has? A gun, a bomb?
You'll talk to
him. I'll let you know when I know, okay? You'll be the first shot, yeah? Okay? Just, I'll let you know later.
See, Gus, how are you?
You're doing great.
It's hot.
Yeah, it is.
So, a little early for the heavy artillery, isn't it?
Maybe.
Maybe not. Hey, just tell me what's going on.
You're looking at it. Very upset father inside, so we'll give him a couple of minutes to cool off.
Well, let's not give him too much time. All right, let's just end this quick and quiet. Okay?
Well, that's the plan.
All right, good. Good. In that case, I'm just here to lend my support in any way that I can.
I don't need a babysitter on this, Gus. It's under control.
Is it?
Yes, it is.
All right. Can't have people running around the street using guns, Frank. It makes it look like the city is unsafe. Besides, I gotta be here. Police chief doesn't show up. Looks like he's asleep at the wheel.
Well, just stay out of my way. The TV cameras over there should make you feel, you know, right at home.
Right. Why don't you just relax? Why don't you just relax? Why can't you relax?
I'm fine.
Why don't you just do your job? I'm not here to cut your nuts off.
I'm doing my job.
Right. We're both cops, right? We're on the same side,
right.
Remember?
Right.
Okay. It's good to see you. Thanks. Hello? Yes, Mr. Mayor. I'll see you in a little bit. No, we got it. Okay, I got it. How are you? Your man looking for his depends. Can you leave him over here?
Grimes watches Chief Monroe laughing with the cops. In the ER, the vending machine's been emptied.
You know, what I don't understand is why they never found it, the doctors.
My son has had clean checkups every year since the day he was born.
How could the doctors not pick it up?
He might not have been tested thoroughly enough.
Why not?
You got an HMO, right?
Yeah.
Well, there's your answer. I mean, HMOs pay their doctors not to test. That's their way of keeping costs down. All right, let's say Mike did need additional testing, and insurance says they won't cover them. The doctor keeps his mouth shut, and come Christmas, the HMO sends the doctor a fat-ass bonus check.
Is that true?
Possible. Not likely, but possible.
You telling me that these doctors may have known what was wrong with my son, and they could have treated him all along?
Who knows? I don't know, John.
Don't take this personal, Doc. Y'all a bunch of goddamn crooks.
You don't know what you're talking about.
What about that thing that you guys take?
The thing?
Yeah, that promise. What do they call it?
It's called the Hippocratic Oath.
More like the hypocritical. How's it go, Doc? I solemnly swear to take care of the sick, damn near dying, unless they ain't got major medical. Something like that.
You got it perfectly. That's it.
It's funny, but it's not that far from the truth, okay? And this shit happens all the time. Paramedics bring in some accident victim, and when the big boys in accounting find out they can't pay, they send them packing.
Hospitals can't turn people away.
Isn't there laws against that?
Yeah, there's laws, but there's also ways around those laws. The only thing we have to do is stabilize them, and after that, we're off the hook, and you know it.
That's not how it works.
That's exactly how it works. Maybe not up there on the fifth floor, but in here, if you don't have any money, you get a Band-Aid, a foot in the ass, and you're out the door.
Shut up. Enough already. I've heard all the bitching I'm on and I can stand for one day, all right? Look, if you all want to regard me as some kind of blood-sucking vampire, then fine. Right, I'll be the bad guy. But who's holding the fucking gun?
John gets on the phone, and the call goes through to the police field HQ.
Sir? Lieutenant!
Grimes lifts up a receiver.
Hello?
Hello.
John, this is Frank Grimes.
The line is clipped. You pick up the phone.
You get me, okay? Now, what can I do for you?
What's going on with the list?
I'm working on it, John, but I need some time.
Time I don't
have, Frank.
Let's talk about the hostages. Let's talk about them. What do you want to know?
What's going on in there? How are they?
They're fine.
They're full. We're eating candy bars and
discussing HMOs. We're sitting here waiting for you.
I want you to let some of them go.
For what?
I do for you, you do for me. Show some good faith. A lot of nervous people out here, John. Make everybody breathe a lot easier if we saw some happy faces.
I'll do for you when you start doing for me.
Hey, Lieutenant.
I want my kid's name on that list, you understand me? I'm not kidding around here, Frank.
Good faith, John.
Good faith only takes you so far. You see, I believe in the merit system, Frank. So far,
you haven't earned any points.
Excuse me, I need to talk to you.
Yeah.
This woman is 6 centimeters dilated and the baby is breached. I've medicated her, but we have to move her up to maternity immediately.
John.
Hang on, Frank.
Wait down here.
Rebecca Payne.
What the hell is going on?
Do you know this man?
His name is John Archibald. He has a son here in ICU.
Put people on the door. Find the mother I need to talk to, okay?
Frank, are you there, Frank?
I'm here, John.
I'm here.
I changed my mind. All right? I'm gonna let some of the hostages go.
It's great, John. That's the right thing. But when I do,
the clock starts, you understand? It's 4:15. You got 1 hour. You got till 5:15. You understand, Frank?
If my boy's not on that list by 5:15,
somebody in here's gonna die.
John, don't be stupid.
5:15, Frank. 5:15. Something
happens for me.
Got it. You're a cop. Call the coroner.
This is bad, Frank. This has just got to go away.
All right, Miriam. And Rosa.
Yes?
Vamos. Let's go. Vamos.
Mr. Archibald, please let my husband come with
Baby,
me.
Baby, no. I need you to get out of here, okay? I will be okay. Just go.
Shit, I'll go. I'm free.
Steve, baby, no.
What please. Kind of man are you, huh?
Screw you, Tyrone.
What? Screw me, Tyrone.
Hey, wait a second.
Screw
wait,
me?
Wait a minute, all right? Just relax.
Mitch sprays John's eyes, then sticks a scalpel in his arm.
Yeah, that's a pretty tough guy.
John headbutts him twice, then they wrestle to the ground.
Scully, baby, get the gun! Come on, Julie, pick up that gun up! Shoot him! Shoot it right in the face, Julie! Shoot it right in the face! Get up, get the gun!
Get the gun, there you go, baby.
Are you crazy? We had it, what are you doing? Come on now!
Julie sprays Mitch in the face.
Max, you got cuffs?
Yeah. Oh, God! You stupid bitch!
Max, for beating the shit out of me! You're an asshole!
He writhes on the floor from the force of her kicks.
And this is for calling me a bitch!
Hey! I feel dead!
And I'm not gonna be your Barbie anymore!
She takes off her wig.
And muscles to go with it.
I knew damn well you wasn't no blonde. I know your motherfucking brother. Bad shit. Look at you.
John takes Max's handcuffs, then uses them to secure Mitch to a radiator.
Come here.
Then he looks over at Miriam and Rosa and her sick baby.
Let's go, both of you.
Whatever happens, I want you to know everything's gonna be okay.
Okay.
You understand?
Yes.
Don't worry.
Okay.
Don't worry about anything. I'll always be there for you, baby.
Don't shoot!
He opens the door and waves a white handkerchief.
I'm letting some hostages go. Don't shoot!
All right, Steve. You too.
Let's go, both of you.
Thank you.
Rosa blows him a kiss.
You, Mr. Archibald.
Take care of you.
The gunman has just freed several hostages who will immediately be debriefed by members of the crisis team. Will the man known as John Q get a heart for his little boy? Only time will tell. From Hope Memorial Hospital, I'm Tuck Rockley.
It's true that everyone's dropped off a gun victim after the gunman took over the ER.
He unlocked the door and he let him inside. Can you comment, sir?
Yeah, the man was critically injured. If he hadn't let him in, he would have died.
Yep.
Pam, are you all right?
Oh, yeah, I feel good. We're having a baby.
Ma'am, do you have any comments about the gunman?
Yanko, very good man.
The gunman?
Very good man. No como este idiota pendejo que me pegó en la cabeza.
As the press fight for attention, Rosa is ushered into a car. Tuck Lampley's watching the cop's field unit.
They got a camera in there. I don't believe it. They're watching a video feed.
How do you know that?
Well, they're looking at something, Freddy, and I want to know what it is. Can you get it?
Boss, if they got it, I can get it.
You give in to this guy, there's going to be guns in every hospital in the country. What do you think, Mr. Archibald's the only one who has a sick child?
Have you ever checked out the HIV ward? There's a whole floor full.
People get sick, they die. That's the way it goes. I'm faced with decisions like this every single day.
The fact remains, though, there's a man threatening to kill innocent people because you refuse to help his son.
The fact is that there are 50 million people in this country without medical insurance. If you'd like to change it, you should call your congressman.
Excuse me. Why don't we just tell him his son's name's on the list? I mean, doesn't that make sense? How's he gonna know anyway?
Sir? Pardon me. Can you come take a look at this?
They gather around a map of the hospital.
Sarge, Chief Moreau, this is Wally Petoniak. He's the head of security.
Hey, Oi. Nice to meet you.
I got your spot.
Here's your site. That's gonna be your perch. Next there. That's your phone.
Which phone?
Bring it up, Jeff.
He points to security camera footage.
Phone right there.
It is, Tom, but Chief Monroe maintained the police will do whatever is necessary to preserve the lives and safety of these hostages.
Thanks for that, Tom.
This country, man, can't go anywhere anymore without getting mugged or murdered or stabbed, kids killing their classmates. Drive by. I won't even go into a post office anymore.
Shut up, Mitch.
You shut up. I hate the little bastard, but he's right. You know how easy it is to get a gun? 5 minutes. Gun show. Boom.
I understand that your kid is sick, John. But what makes him better than me? I got a life, too.
Yeah, but you got insurance.
So what, are you gonna shoot me? Because that's what you're telling the cops. If your son doesn't get the very first heart available, we all die. How's it gonna end, John? What's your move?
I got no moves, okay? I don't know what I'm gonna do. I'm waiting on a miracle, okay? I'm waiting on an act of God.
A replay of the earlier car crash and the woman's car being mown down by the truck. Mikey's BP monitor is dropped to 68. Praying at his bedside, Denise looks up and sees Rebecca Payne and Grimes.
Mrs. Archibald, could we have a word with you, please?
This is all my fault. When the hospital told me that they were releasing Mikey, I called John and I yelled at him and told him to do something, anything. But I never thought...
I understand. Is he a violent man, Mrs. Archibald?
No! No, he's sweet and gentle. He won't hurt a fly.
Well, that's not what he's saying. He's talking about killing people. Now, what I want to know is, I'm maybe fishing here, but has he spent any time in the military or anything like that?
What is this?
What?
Oh, I see what's going on here. You're trying to get me to say something that you can use against my husband.
He's in a lot of trouble, ma'am, and we're going to need you to talk to him.
No, let's get something straight, mister. You cannot use me to build a case against my husband. I support him in everything that he does. I'm on his side, not yours.
Mrs. Archibald.
And you don't talk to me. I would tell you what I think of you, but I'm a Christian woman. Now you two leave me alone. I have a sick child to look after.
As Denise is walking back into the room,
I've decided to put Michael's name on the recipient list. The hospital will pay for everything.
Really?
Really.
Thank you. Oh, God, thank you.
While Denise hugs Rebecca, Grimes gives a satisfied nod.
You're good.
Excuse me?
Quite the performance. The comforting embrace, a sincere look. For a minute, I actually believed you cared.
She looks away, disgusted, then strides off down a corridor lined with cops.
We go now to Hope Memorial Hospital. Live, Tuck Lampley.
As you can see, the crowd here in front of Hope Memorial is growing. The SWAT team has arrived and the situation is becoming very tense. Standing next to me is James Palumbo, friend of John Archibald. Mr. Palumbo, what can you tell us about John Archibald?
You know, I gotta be honest, Tuck. I mean, this whole thing, sucks. You know? I mean, it all could have been avoided so incredibly easy. I mean, none of this had to happen if John had just been the friggin' millionaire, right? Or if his last name was Rockefeller. But, you know, sometimes John don't get it. He don't understand that what we hold sacred in this country isn't values. It's value that's important. We got haves, we got have-nots. We got white collar, blue collar, and then we got no collar. Inside there, we got surgery, we got outpatient surgery, and we got out-of-luck surgery. There's a lot of people out there, Tuck. A lot of people here who don't got 250 grand in their billfold. To shame a man like that and back him into a corner. Seems to me that something is out of whack, not someone. But hey, what do I know? I'm a factory worker.
Well, I can see this is making you very upset, but if you could look into the camera and speak to John Q right now, what would you say to him?
I'm there with you and you take care.
That's one man's opinion. Life. At the crisis at Hope Memorial, this is Tuck Lampley.
A tearful John looks away from the TV and sees the time is 5:05. A rescue helicopter comes into land at the site of the road crash, where the emergency services are already on the scene. A firefighter is trying to open the driver's door with some cutters. Catching the light on the woman's motionless arm is a silver donor bracelet. Grimes.
What's going on?
Lieutenant.
Where's everybody?
We're sending one of our guys in through the air duct. Now, if we can get the target to this phone, we got a clear shot.
Is that right?
Yes, Lieutenant. That is right.
You ready, Chief?
In a dark underground garage, Chief Monroe, the head of security Wally Petoniak, and the SWAT guys are sharing a joke. Grimes marches in.
Calling.
Worse than that, Chief. It's Father Time.
Not one word, Frank. Not one word. I don't want
you
to hear.
You son of a bitch, you're going behind my back.
What do you want from me, Frank? What do you want? Look at the clock.
Yeah?
Look at your watch. Look at it. The guy said at a quarter after, he's going to start killing people. And we don't have any reason not to
believe him.
But this
is so goddamn stupid.
Oh, really? Then what's your great idea?
There are no great ideas.
Right.
Especially this.
Right. Exactly. Right now, I got a shot at this guy, and I'm gonna take it. You know the drill. You always take the open shot. What are you talking about?
The wife has agreed to speak to him. Let her talk him down.
That's exactly what I'm gonna do.
You use the man's wife to set him up?
I'm gonna use whatever works, Frank. Let me paint a picture for you, okay? What we have here is a lose-lose. This guy starts whacking hostages, it's bad, right? And if we give in to this asshole, it's also bad.
Bad for who?
It's bad for everybody, Frank. Me, you, everybody. It's an election year. It's just bad. However it goes down, Frank, this guy's not gonna make.
So you kill him. That's a PR bonanza, right?
I could live with one dead bad guy. What I can't live with is one innocent person being hurt. Not one. Not on my watch. You know what, Frank? You're out.
I'm out?
No hard feelings, but you're officially relieved of duty. I'm gonna handle this now.
You?
Yeah, me. You think it's my first time around the dance floor, Frank? How do you think I got these? And watch it. Watch it. I got a lot of pressure on me, Frank. There's a lot of eyes watching. Someone's gotta make the call. You're not gonna do it, are you? I'll do it. But what about the hostages, the human beings? Better keep their heads down.
Petoniak flicks a switch, and the fans for the air conditioning slow down, then stop.
Great.
What is it?
The air conditioning just turned off.
A sniper crawls along a duct.
I'm counting on you. Don't let me down, okay? I'll call you. Right on. Excuse me.
Hey,
don't touch me. Excuse me. Thank you. Wait, Tuck Rampley, Channel 8.
Right, you got it.
Thanks, officer. Excuse me.
Woo! I know.
Where's my picture?
It's coming. I just got to unscramble the police encryption. We're almost there.
Okay, well, hurry it up. I got a contact in cardiology. The cops are going to set up a phone call between this guy and his wife.
The sniper moves into position.
Are you with the wife? All right, let's patch it through.
It's now 5:15, and John's sitting by the phone.
Hello? Hello?
Realizing it's a red phone on the other side of the room that's ringing, he scrambles across the desk and goes over to it. Grimes, Monroe, and Sergeant Moody are watching him on a monitor.
This better be good, Frank.
Baby. Yeah. We're on the list.
What?
Payne just left here. Mikey's name is on the list, baby. You did it.
What? We're on the list. Okay. Oh. Wow. This is great, baby. Wait.
Oh, we got sound.
Good. But where's the video? Come on, I need pictures.
Oz, hang on. I'm gonna make you really famous.
Oh, Hey, baby. How's Mikey doing?
Not too good. I think he's going away.
What?
Everything they can for him, but he keeps getting worse and worse.
A transcript of the phone call is playing on the TV.
My poor baby! Are you praying for him, John? Are you praying for a baby?
Yes, I'm praying, sweetheart. You know I am.
Checkmate, King 2. This is the White Room. Copy.
I copy White Room. It's gonna be all right, sweetheart. Listen to me. He's gonna make it. I swear on my life, he's gonna make it. You understand me?
Okay.
And you just gotta believe me. You understand?
I believe.
Is he awake? Is Mikey awake? Can I talk to him?
As Denise takes the phone to Mikey, in the TV van, Freddy gets pictures of John on his monitor.
Oh my God.
We got it! Boss, we got it!
We got it?
The video's online.
You are a genius. You are beautiful,
Freddy.
What are you doing, standing around? Please, right, move your ass! Come on, man. This is gonna be it.
Thank you.
Freddy, I swear to God, I'm gonna... Nigel, come on, you're moving like lava. Hustle! How's my hair? Never mind, let's get this.
And 3, 2, 1.
This is Tuck Lampley, live at Hope Memorial Hospital, bringing you exclusive coverage between a father and his son he's fighting most desperately to save.
Honey, your daddy's on the phone.
She puts the receiver to his ear.
Hello?
Champ. That's my boy, huh?
You hanging in there?
Mm-hmm. How are you?
Oh, I'm telling you, how am I? I'm good. Don't worry about me. I'm good.
The sniper is still crawling through the duct system.
you're not here, dude.
Well,
I'm tied up, Mike. I can't get away right now, but I'm close. Real close to you.
Mom says I need a new heart.
Yeah, that's right, Jim. You do.
But what's wrong with my heart?
No, it's nothing. It's nothing wrong. It's just that you... You just need a... You gotta get a better heart to be stronger, that's all. It's just they give you a new one that's gonna make you real strong.
Okay.
Okay?
The sniper lifts a ceiling tile and sees John pacing behind the desk.
Dad.
Yeah?
I'm going to die.
No, you're not gonna die. Of course not. Hey, what good would the world be without you?
Oh my God, this is the greatest thing I've ever seen.
Without you, there is no world.
This is my wife, Bronco.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
Listen to me.
I'm your command.
You know I love you, don't you? You know how proud I am of you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure you know that. I just wanted to tell you that in case I forgot.
Rebecca's crying.
Take the shot.
Not clear. Holding.
Hey, why don't you give me one of those Chris Cormiers, huh? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Chris Cormier. He's great.
He's great, and so are you, baby. Okay, son. I'll talk to you later, okay?
With all my heart, son. I love you.
I love you too,
Dad. Oh, shit! Damn. You on TV, man? Channel 8!
John waves his hand and sees himself on the TV. The sniper's red target light finds him. John gets hit on the shoulder, and everyone dies for cover. He slumps back on the desk. Outside, people are panicking. Rebecca Payne closes her eyes, and Freddy looks away from his monitor. Finally, John sinks to the floor.
He's down. We got it. He's down.
John looks up and sees the sniper losing his balance. He gets to his feet and starts walking towards him.
He's not down.
John pulls the sniper down to the floor and punches him hard.
God damn it! Come in.
Yes, sir.
This is very bad, Gus.
Sir.
Not now.
No, sir, it's the mayor, sir. And we better kill this video feed. The press hacked into our signal and this whole thing just went out live over national television.
At the scene of the crash, the rescue chopper is taking off. As it becomes airborne, it banks and flies off over mountainous terrain.
Mike is not gonna make it.
Yeah, but what about the list?
What list? They're shooting at me. They're shooting at us. They're not gonna help my son.
Apparently the sniper gave access to the hospital through the vent. You gonna bust me?
Out of here.
Get real. You just shot an innocent man on primetime TV.
A massive crowd is gathered outside the hospital. They're all cheering on John, who's looking out from the ER's main doorway. When he opens the door a fraction, about to come out, the police marksmen and snipers get ready.
Where's Grimes? I want to see Frank Grimes!
Where's Lieutenant Grimes?
Alright.
Alright, what?
Alright, let's go see what he wants.
You gotta be
Look,
kidding.
Come on, don't start breaking my balls, okay? I screwed up. Alright, I need you to save my ass on this. I really stepped in shit. Please, Frank. Come on. I'll buy you a steak.
Peking duck.
Peking duck.
Yeah. All right, yeah, let's go.
A-R-C-H-I-V-A-L-D. Yeah, yeah, I'm faxing you all this stuff right now.
A chopper is circling overhead, and the police marksmen are all in position as Moody, Grimes, and Monroe step through the cordon.
Hold your fire!
Don't fight. Train them down. Train them down.
That's a lot of cameras. I don't want anybody doing anything.
Who's that with you?
Sergeant
Moody.
John.
Police Chief Monroe.
What's going on here, John? What?
John inches out, using the sniper, who's now bound and with his trousers down, as a human shield. The crowd laugh and cheer.
You lied to me, Lieutenant. You said you were going to call me back, Frank, but you didn't call. I gave you your hostages, but you didn't call me back. Why? Because you want me dead, no, don't you?
Nobody wants to kill you, John. Nobody wants to kill you.
Nobody wants to kill me?
No.
Nobody?
No.
None of these guys? Not him?
No.
Okay, what is this? What is this?
He throws away the sniper's rifle.
What did you think would happen? You want truth, here's some truth. This is gonna end up bad for you, John. There's only two ways out of here. Jail or dead.
My son is very sick. And he needs some help.
I understand. It's hard to be a man these days. Hard to know what the right thing is. But put the gun down, John.
You're not hearing me, Frank. My son is sick. That's it. There's nothing else. End of story. When people are sick, they deserve a little help.
Yeah.
Sick. Help. Sick. Help. I am not going to bury my son. My son is gonna bury me.
You think these people give a shit about you? They don't. You're just the cause of the moment. Nobody cares, John. That's the real truth. Nobody cares, only you. And it's only you and me out here, and all these guns pointed at you. So what do you want to do? It's your call.
I want my son. I want my son inside with me.
Can't do it, John.
You give me my boy, I give you your sniper. Then it's all over. You bring my son, I give up. Everybody goes home. Everybody's safe. You bring me my son. Come on.
What do you think, Frank?
I say, give it to him. He's not gonna hurt anybody with his boy in there.
Sir, the object is to get hostages out, not to bring them in.
It's not a hostage, it's a son. All these people have been on the news. It's your call, Frank.
Yeah.
All right, give it to him.
Mikey's being wheeled outside. The bed is brought to the ER doors.
Stop right there! Stop! Go! Go! Beat it! Go! Get out of here! Go! Go!
The ER doctors shoo the police away, then pull the bed inside. Then the sniper's released. Some cops go in and get him.
We're in trouble, John. Mike's blood pressure has dropped into the mid-40s. His atrial blood pressure should be in the low teens. It's 35. I'm sorry, John. Without a new heart, he's not gonna make it.
Okay. Take mine.
What?
You heard me. Take my heart, and you put it in Mike.
Oh, man, you done lost your damn mind.
You can't be serious.
You bet I'm serious. I'm dead serious.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Man, that means you'll be dead.
And my son will live.
John, you can't do this.
It's the only way.
No, you don't understand. Physically, you can't do this.
Yes, I can. I kill myself. You open me up, you take my heart.
It's perfect.
Man, that's just crazy.
No, no, we can't just remove your heart and put it into Michael's body.
John, there are too many unknowns. Matching a donor and a recipient is extremely complicated. There are several critical tests that have to be taken.
Like what?
Cross matches for blood type, chest cavity measurements. If both blood tissues are not completely compatible...
Come on, I know all about compatibility, no. Okay? We've been tested up the wazoo. We're both B positive. Our tissues match. His heart's three times the size of a normal heart, so mine will fit. You know damn well we're compatible.
It's out of the question. Too risky. No.
Doc, I'm telling you, he will make it.
Can't do it, John. No.
So what? So if I'm laying on the floor dead, you're not going to take my heart and put it in him to save his life? You'll let two people die instead of one because of a technicality?
You know what? I think what John is trying to do is right.
Me too. I think it's so brave.
It's brave, but what do you think Mike would want? What about your wife?
Mike's too young to know what's good for him. I'm his father. It's my job to protect him. Besides, Denise would do the same thing.
John, look. I know what's happening to Mike is bad, man. Matter of fact, it's the worst. But killing yourself ain't gonna solve a damn thing. Sometimes you just gotta let go and let God. Just accept it, brother.
Accept it? Accept what? Accept what?
That Mike is going to die.
No. No, I don't accept that. Ever. No, I reject that out of hand. I mean, look, he... All right, he's a patient to you, I understand, but if you... He's a good kid. I mean, he loves bodybuilding. He wants to be a bodybuilder, can you believe that? And he's funny, he's... You'd like him. You'd like him, Doc, if you got to know him.
I do like him.
All right, then please, I'm just begging you. Step outside the room.
I'd like to, John. I really would. But what you're asking crosses the line. It is completely... unethical.
So what? I'm crossing the line. You're crossing the line. The whole damn system crossing the line. Who cares? Maybe you don't understand what I'm talking about. All right? I don't give a damn. My son's gonna live. Maybe you guys haven't figured that out by now. I'll do whatever I gotta do for him to live.
So what are you gonna do? You gonna shoot me if I don't operate?
No. I'm gonna kill myself. All right? Let's just see what happens. I mean, that's what this is all about, right? He needs a donor. Somebody's got to die in order for him to live. I'm his father. It's me.
He puts the barrel of the gun in his mouth, then exchanges an intense look with Turner.
All right.
All right? All right, what?
I'll do it if that's what you want.
Are you serious? You're going to let him kill himself?
Once he's dead, why not?
You are the finest surgeon I have ever known. You cannot just throw your entire career, your life away from
not for nothing, doctor, but if you do this, you're finished. You know that, right?
What are they going to do, sue me? Disbar me? Evict me from the country club? No, this is still a hospital. If there's a heart available, damn well not going to let it go to waste. Doctor, Mr. McGuire, let's get ready for surgery.
The rescue helicopter is silhouetted against a bright orange sunset. After flying low near a lake, it turns and gradually loses more altitude. It swoops down, then lands on the white cross of a hospital's helipad. The dead woman's rushed into the operating room and put on a surgical table.
Ready to left?
Oh,
4 or 5.
A saw is prepared.
Scalpel laid out.
This is tray. You have the other ready.
Need another 7.
Yeah, bring the card around, please.
A doctor slices through the woman's chest, and blood splatters his mask.
What do we have?
Female donor.
Female
26
donor.
26 years old.
She's 26
foot seven,
years old. 5
liver,
foot 7.
Kidneys usable.
Liver and kidneys are both usable. Lungs?
Okay.
Lungs are okay. Heart?
Heart is good.
Heart is good. Blood type?
B positive.
This is my, my will. It says I'm leaving my heart to my son, and I need two witnesses to sign.
I'm not signing that. I ain't gonna watch you kill yourself.
Not me neither. The sooner you sign it, the sooner you go home.
Okay. I'll sign.
Me too.
John passes the piece of paper to Max, who signs it, then hands it back. He gives it to Julie.
You're just gonna go in there and you're gonna off yourself?
Only one thing will stop me.
What's that?
If Mitch is B positive.
No. Hey, Paul. Swear to God.
Thank you. You're good, huh? Be careful.
Yeah.
With his arm now held in a sling, John moves away, then turns and looks back at the hostages.
Seen a funny papers.
Dr. Klein is tending to Mikey.
Can I have a word with him?
She closes the door after her. John winces as he takes off his sling, then he tosses it to the side. He walks over to the bed, where Mikey's lying attached to tubes and with his eyes closed. Tears well in John's eyes.
Hey, Mike? Mikey?
The boy half opens an eye, and John beams at him.
You got a guardian angel. Mike, just try to stay awake just for a minute, okay? I just need to tell you a few things.
Okay, Judge.
You always listen to your mother. You understand? Do what she tells you to do. She's your best friend. Tell her you love her every day.
Okay, Dad.
Now, you you're too young for girls right now, but there's gonna come a time. And when it does, you treat them like princesses. Because that's what they are. When you say you're gonna do something,
he pauses, overcome with emotion. A tear trickles down his cheek, and he wipes it away so Mikey doesn't see.
When you say you're gonna do something, you do it. Because your word is your bond, son, that's all you have. And money, hey, you make money if you get a chance, even if you gotta sell out every once in a while. You make as much money as you can. Don't be stupid like your father.
Okay.
Everything is so much easier with money, son. Don't smoke. Be kind to people. If somebody chooses you. You know, we talked about this. You stand up, you be a man. And stay away from the bad things, son. Please. Don't get caught up in the bad things. So many great things out there for you.
His tears are now flowing unchecked.
I'll never leave you.
He shakes his head and wipes his face. He places his hand over Mikey's heart.
I love you, son.
Moving away, he turns back to kiss Mikey's hand. Then he kisses his forehead. Steeling himself, but unable to bring himself to leave just yet, he lets his hand run down the length of Mikey's bed covers.
Yes.
Sure.
Okay, I'll
try to get the
standing at the reception desk in the intensive care unit, Mikey's nurse sees a fax coming through. He pulls it out and sees that the name Archibald has been circled in a list of names.
Oh, my sweet Jesus.
Still holding the fax, he sprints as fast as he can through the hospital corridors. Klein, Turner, and McGuire are waiting around an empty bed in a trauma room. John puts down his gun, perches on the bed, then gets out a single bullet. He releases the gun's clip and presses the bullet down into it.
Wait a minute. Are you telling me that that gun was empty the whole time?
Yeah. I'm all talk. The only one ever considered killing was me.
He cocks the gun to chamber the round.
Maybe we should get some towels.
Miss Payne!
Yeah?
You're not gonna believe this.
What?
We get a match. B positive, Michael William Archibald. The only status one in the whole country.
McGuire pats down a pile of white towels, then John rests his head back on them. As he prepares himself, Turner closes the door.
I'm thirsty.
He points the gun at his temple.
Mrs. Archibald, we have some very good news for you.
McGuire, Klein, and Turner are holding their breath. The gun doesn't go off.
Jesus. The safety's on.
Is this for real?
The Learjet just landed at O'Hara. The helicopter's gonna be here in 15 minutes.
You do the honors, okay?
Okay. John? John!
It's not working.
John? John!
Please, baby, pick up! John, can you...
He switches off the walkie-talkie.
John!
He kisses the handset. Denise sprints towards the hospital as John lifts the gun to his head once again. She slams into the doors.
Has arrived. What an unbelievable ending to this incredible, tumultuous day. Okay, here we go. Yes, the hostages are coming out. One, two. They appear to be unharmed, but certainly exhausted from what must have been an excruciating ordeal. More now, more coming out. Hands waved in the air. Freedom, freedom at last. The police are escorting them one by one to safety. Somebody else is coming. It's John Q. John Q has come out. Hands in the air. He's putting the gun down. He appears to be surrendering. The police are approaching cautiously now. And they've got him. They've subdued John Q. The handcuffs are on, and it appears to be over. It's all over. If pictures speak a thousand words, then these images do speak volumes. And now, as the bloody standoff comes to an end, we remind you, the Chenling News was here first with exclusive moment-to-moment live coverage of crisis at Hope Memorial. I'm Chuck Lampley.
From a distance, Grimes watches curiously as John is bundled into a police car.
Open those doors! Come out! Come through! Come out!
Turner and his team run through doors being guarded by officers. With his face hidden behind a surgical mask, John is helping push the bed along. Outside, Monroe waves to Grimes before getting in the car John's meant to be in and pulling away. As the car passes, Grimes sees one of the hostages, Lester, grinning back at him from the rear window. He chuckles. Then he sets off towards the hospital entrance.
Heart.
In the operating room.
That's a mouse.
Turner places the new heart in the cavity in Mikey's chest. John and Denise are watching through a glass partition. Grimes enters the room and gives John a knowing smile. He gets out his handcuffs.
Put these on for me, would you do that? Take your time.
John takes them, then Denise rubs his arm reassuringly. Mikey's new heart is now in place.
Lift it.
Very nice. Boom. Done.
Pressure up.
Pressure up. Pressure up.
Now, one, two, three.
Turner gives the heart a tap and it starts to beat. Overwhelmed, Denise flings her arms around John. Through the partition, he sees Turner giving him a thumbs up with his bloody gloved hand, and he smiles.
Well, the other big story, John Q goes on trial today for kidnapping and attempted murder charges, all because an HMO denied coverage for his son's heart transplant.
But it's going to be more expensive for you in the future, HMOs, to deny coverage when people really need it.
There are still 40 million Americans who are uninsured.
Tonight, as the trial continues, John Quincy Archibald, vigilante or heroic father, you decide.
Is to sue the pants off him for millions of dollars, to let them
know.
We've known for years that this is a crappy healthcare system.
Government, they don't care about us. The whole country has to change.
I guess John Q was using one of those faith-based healthcare plans. That's where you just pray and the government does nothing.
Of course, who would not agree with that? The point is that the enemy that we're trying to identify is us. That's the point, is that we are the ones who shot down national health care. We are the ones who don't want our taxes raised. You have to look in the mirror for this problem, yes.
3 months later, Grimes leads John to court. The large press pack moves with them along the corridor.
Out of the way. Let's go.
A police officer removes John's handcuffs at the court entrance, then Grimes leads him inside. The courtroom is full of people, and the judge is already seated at the bench. John stands next to his attorney.
Has the jury reached a verdict?
We have, Your Honor. As to count one, attempted murder, we find the defendant, John Quincy Archibald, not guilty.
Quiet, please.
On count two, armed criminal action, not guilty.
Quiet.
On the final count, the kidnapping and false imprisonment of Julie Bird, Max Conlon, Rosa Gonzalez, Dr. Alan Klein, Lester Matthews, Steve McGuire, Miriam and Steve Smith, Dr. Raymond Turner, Mitch Quigley, Debbie Utley, we find the defendant guilty.
Quiet, please. Sentencing will be 1 week from today.
All rise.
So what are we looking at?
Well, he's gonna do some time. Look, the judge is not going to give him any more than 3 to 5, so I'll try and get it down to 2. I'm sorry.
John and Denise hug.
You all right, Slender?
Yeah.
You take good care of your mother, okay? You're the man of the house. If you have any problems, Jimmy and Gina will be here for you, too.
Gina nods.
Okay.
A tearful Denise buries her face in John's shoulder. Then they kiss each other briefly.
I'm so proud of you.
John moves away.
Give him friggin' hell, Johnny. Don't worry about nothing.
Hey, Dad. Goodbye.
It's not goodbye, son. See you later.
John and Grimes disappear through a side door. Under police guard, Grimes leads the handcuffed John through the press pack outside. Lester calls to him.
Hey, John! Take care, man. You're my hero.
John smiles, then Grimes leads him by the arm across the cordon street to a waiting car. After Grimes has opened the door for him, the two men share a meaningful look, then John gets inside. The car pulls away. Mikey's standing at the cordon.
Dad! Dad!
He ducks under the barrier to get closer to the car.
Thank you.
John clasps his hands tightly in front of him, and Mikey responds by showing his dad his bodybuilding poses. With his face swollen with restrained emotion, John continues to look at his son through the back window as the car moves further and further away down the city street. For Sasha,